Hello and welcome to another End User Talk podcast. I'm your hostess, Jamila, your Lady in Tech. Hello, Kia, and I want to welcome you to the End User Talk podcast. I first and foremost want to thank you for giving me this opportunity. It is a true pleasure of mine, but I'm so glad that you are here today. And do you mind introducing yourself to everyone?
Thank you for having me. My name is Kia. My real name is Kia, like the car, like K-I-A. But online, my name is Kia, K-E-E-Y-U-H. I like to play video games, like to make people laugh. I like to laugh myself. And yeah, I guess that's a good introduction right there.
That is. And you know what? Where we are today, we need some laughing. We need to let go of the things that are going on. So, you know, there's never been a problem with laughter as long as it's been done in a constructive manner and not to bring someone down, if you will. So, I love that introduction, but I do want to ask you this. A lot's going on and I do want to make certain that you are okay. How have you been handling the coronavirus, the isolation, and just everything that's going on?
Well, I think that's a good thing to bring up because I could speak from experience. I actually had coronavirus in December. I didn't get to see my family for Christmas, because I was very sick, and it was before coronavirus actually came to, you know, be such a big thing. So I was put in the hospital. They ran tests. They're like, oh, it's not a flu. It's not strep throat. We don't know what it is. It must be a bad cold. Like, I had it in the very beginning. And that showed me I don't want it again. So when they said stay at home, I'm at home. That's it. Like, they think, and some people think too, like, oh, you had it once, you won't get it again. Like, no, I'm pretty sure you can get sick again. So handling quarantine has been pretty much a breeze for me because I work at home. I stay at home all the time anyway, like even when I lived in New Jersey. But now since I've been in my new house, I'm telling you, put my mask on, go to the grocery store and come right back home. Like, that's it. Like, I'm not interested in any of the crowds, germs, all of that, because it is very serious. And it sucks to see so many people taking it so light. Like, I don't know why people think it's like, oh, I won't catch coronavirus. I'm going to the club tonight. Like, what? What do you mean? What makes you different than anyone else? Like, a lot of people are taking it light, and that's why the numbers are going right back up. They open things up and people getting sick again. So it's just like, I don't even know if it'll ever end, but I know I'm trying to stay as far away from it as I can.
I do hear you. You know what? Unfortunately, you really just have a lot of people who don't take life seriously in general. The other thing that we're running into is you're getting all of this mixed information. And sometimes people aren't believers until something hits them or someone that they love or know. Then that's proof in the pudding for them. So unfortunately, we're dealing with a lot of conflict. We're dealing with a lot of just, you know, people just, my grandmother used to say, to me when I was younger, you don't believe fat meat is greasy. So it's just one of those situations where unfortunately we are going to see these cases rise everywhere. And I don't know if you've seen this or not, but China, they're on a second wave. So, you know, if that's not enough for us to realize that this coronavirus is not playing, and you do not have to be old, you do not have to already have a pre-existing condition. Now, of course, those individuals are a little higher risk, but we had a young lady not too long ago, a couple of months back. She's a high school student. She died. She didn't have any pre-existing conditions. So we do need to, at some point, we have to take things seriously. But on a lighter note, are you best known?
That's pretty heavy.
I didn't mean to get it that heavy in the beginning, but you know.
But it's real. It's heavy, but it's real. And people need to, that's what we're saying. People don't get it.
They don't. And then you've experienced it yourself. And if nothing else, Kia, the importance of us talking today and the importance of my podcast is to speak with people, because there are certain people who speak and have influence. They won't listen to anybody else. They won't listen to their mother, their father, their grandmother even. But they'll listen to somebody that they see on TV. And if what you and I do today, whatever it is that we discuss today, I believe you have much a good influence and platform that somebody's going to listen and that they're going to believe. They may or may not have known that you had coronavirus before we knew what it was.
Right.
But now that they know, and you've impressed that, you know what, that's not fun. I don't need a round two to be a believer. So that is the whole intent of my podcast is, yes, I want to deal with a little bit of life. I want to deal with a little bit of experience. I want to deal with some fun topics.
Right.
Whole point is to speak with purpose and you be motivated or encouraged when you leave the conversation. I leave, or the individuals that can hear this podcast, they leave with a little sense of empowerment, encouragement. I mean, you and I have been speaking with purpose. So that's my whole intent. We can't ignore life is going on around us, but we're going to do our best today.
right.
For people who don't really know you, first and foremost, how do people know you in these streets?
Okay, so my plan was to hop on the internet and play Call of Duty and be like, yo, wow, this is rare. This black girl is really good at Call of Duty. But instead, I got attacked by white people. So I changed my direction and I started playing The Sims. Shout out to my friend, I Am Toons on Twitch, Toon Man Games on YouTube. He is the one who started playing The Sims, and I knew what The Sims was. Like, when I was younger, I used to play like The Sims, busting out The Sims, like the herbs and stuff, but I never played Sims 2, none of that. So, and I wasn't really interested, but how I got interested is because he had custom content, and custom content draws everybody to The Sims. So I'm like, what the heck? Like, how does your Sim have on Jordans and Adidas sweatsuits and all this stuff? And he like, yo, just download this. And ever since then, I just started uploading The Sims, and The Sims worked out way better for me on YouTube than Call of Duty did. But the only thing is, it's not much to do in The Sims. But before we got to that point, wait, you did ask how people know me. People know me from The Sims. Before I even get to my feelings about The Sims now, they know me from The Sims. And I got more popular on The Sims for having a Sim named Olivia that went viral. The video is still floating around the internet, and it happened in 2018. So that's 2 years. Olivia was cooking grilled cheese and she started a fire. And it was weird because her dog turned into a fire extinguisher and put the fire out. So that's how I became known, like, all over the internet. And still, people have taken that video, tagged their own name on it, took my credit and everything. But shout out to the people who have found the original, the originator, which is me, and came and showed a lot of love. That blew my channel up completely. So yeah, The Sims and Olivia the Sim is how I got a name for myself online.
All right. Well, that sounds good to me. I have to say that I became aware of you through my daughters. I have three girls, and clearly kids are always, they're not kids, they're adults now. They're always on the internet. So they found this video, and I'm sorry, I'm going to try to hold it together here, but they showed me this video. It was about a Christmas. You had a Christmas Sims show, and the title was Flued Out. And Kia, I'm to this day, I've never laughed so hard to where I couldn't breathe. My stomach was hurting. I had to get some water. Kia, the minute that video started, it was wild. And I'm
it
like,
it was chaos.
I laughed so hard at that. And I'm just like, who is this person and what is happening? Now, I'm familiar with The Sims because my daughters played on their iPads and what have you, but I'd never seen it in that fashion where someone was actually streaming themselves and playing them, playing it live for other people. So I thought that was so amazing. I'm like, this is like watching a TV show almost, but that's how I became introduced to you. I laughed so hard. What were those?
The Christmas gnomes.
There you go. That Christmas gnome stabbed. Oh my gosh. I have to tell you, if you all, that was a great way for me to get introduced to you, because after that, I'm like, I have to see what else she's doing. But is that the type of content that people will encounter when they visit your channel?
I actually have a small Sims 4 series that I'm trying to work on, which is similar to the video with the Christmas gnomes. I'm actually going to take each world in the Sims, take all the main families, put them in a house together. We're going to find the king of Willow Creek, the king of Oasis Springs, the king, and they're going to get in the house and kill each other. Then each town will have one king or queen, and then I will put all of them together and we will see who is the real king or queen of The Sims 4. And I mean, it's going to be pretty violent. Some people will be like, you know, you shouldn't use that method to find out who's the king or the queen. But yeah, I want them to kill each other. So we got some more content like that on the way.
Okay, well, you heard it here. It's an exclusive, and we will definitely be looking out for that. Well, you know what? I look at it like this. They're not real.
Right.
And, you know, it's about being creative. It's about creating content that people are going to like. And in some occasions, we can't take life so seriously. And I think when you're playing a game, it's okay to test the waters. You know, and if you've got someone, parents, guardians, if you think something is too much for a child to encounter and they don't understand the difference, at that point, you need to limit what they're watching. It's not up to the content creator, the person that's streaming. Now, yes, they can say, hey, this is some content that may not be acceptable for a child or this age group, but it's up to parents and guardians to restrict and be aware of what their children are watching.
That is definitely one thing I've always said from the beginning, because, you know, kids can be drawn to like animated characters, colorful thumbnails. Like, you know, I have Sims thumbnails. They can draw kids, but it's up to the parent. I always say it's up to the parent. If you're just throwing your kid in their room and shoving YouTube in their face, you don't know what they're watching. You have no clue what they're watching. And my channel is marked as not for kids. And they made YouTube Kids. And people never use YouTube Kids. Put your kids on YouTube Kids. Because before all of this, where parents were just handing phones to their kid, like little three-year-olds got cell phones and stuff like that. Before that, YouTube had a lot worse content up there, and it was acceptable because it was a website for grown people. But now it's just flooded with kids because they have lazy parents that's like, take this tablet and go to your room, and the parents don't care. So that's why. And honestly, there might be somebody to say there's not a good way to think about it, but the way I am, I always think about it in my own way. I say this, if your kids is watching my content, I'm sorry, I'm not changing it. Like, I've even had comments on my YouTube, like, I found my child watching this. This is inappropriate. Okay. Well, maybe you should have been watching your child the whole time, and then they would have never came across it. It's my content. I am 27 years old. I play video games. The Sims is not marked E for everyone. Last time I checked, it might be, but I definitely think Sims 2. No, actually, no, it's definitely not, because they have woohoo mods, all type of stuff. So I doubt it's E for everyone, but it's definitely up to the parent. So I don't plan to change my content. I'm just like, hey, there's a bunch of other people that play The Sims and have great family friendly content. So check them out.
Well, thank you for that disclaimer. And I think that is very important that we do need to, as parents, make sure that our children are taking in age appropriate content. And yep, as you stated, if you put a disclaimer up there, you are clearly letting the viewer know that, hey, this is adult content. Continue at your own risk at that point.
Yep.
Great. Now, let me ask you this. You mentioned custom content. Now, as a Black person, who plays, whether you're male or female, you play The Sims. I've heard a lot of the complaints even come from my daughters that there are not a lot of options for skin tone, hairstyles, clothing that represent or even make a Sims character that is Black look good. So is that what the custom content purpose is?
Yeah, custom content plays a huge role when it comes to things like that, because in The Sims 4, all of the Black skin tones look ashy. And I feel like regardless of what they say, it doesn't matter what they say. Come on now. You really telling me that you couldn't put a little bit of orange, a little bit of red, mix it in, make it a bit brighter? Like, no, you knew what you were doing. So I'm glad that we have content creators that took it upon themselves to make the game what they needed to be. Now, mind you, you should not have to do that. You pay this money out your pocket to play this game. Yeah, they could say, oh, well, just don't buy it. Whatever. But people get lured into this. They load this game up and see, wow, no representation at all. And then they have to go and spend hours creating content for a game that was created by someone else that could have did it in the first place. And that's why I always say, I wish these Black content creators will make their own game. Find somebody that's a game developer. And yes, that would be one of the hardest tasks ever, but any task can be complete. Find a game developer, see what it's about, and put your content into your own game. Stop. This game came out all the way in 2014, and the only thing that's keeping it alive is these content creators that barely get paid anything. Xmira Mira is the reason why our Sims have lotion. She actually took time and put skin tones in the game. Why do I have to take time out of my day to put something as simple as skin tones, like that far from skin tones to clothes, all type of stuff? No representation. Like, of course, anybody could wear any style of clothing, but let's be real. The Black people got the swag. Y'all got no swag in that game at all. Like, it's just terrible. So that's why I said I was never interested, because I'd never seen custom content before. I'm like, yeah, I played it on, you know, PlayStation, GameCube when I was a little kid, but you can't get, well, they didn't even have CC for those games. But it's just like, now to see these people putting in so much work that I can have my Sim actually look like me, dress like me, not ashy, because that's a slap in the face, realistically. But like, why? We can't go into that, especially with all this race stuff going on now and all these companies coming to the front being outwardly racist. Sims 4, them ashy skin tones, I don't know. Got a little side eye about that. But content creators held it down and made sure that we had some representation in the game. So shout out to them 100%, because if it wasn't for them, I know I would not be able to play that game at all.
You know what? You make a very good point. You're not the first gamer that I've actually interviewed on my podcast. I've interviewed several. Story Mo Bay. I've interviewed.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, she's great. I love Story Mo Bay. Chelsea Bites here recently, and she actually mentioned you during her interview as some of the popular Black streamers out there. And the thing that has been a constant throughout this conversation is exactly what you're stating. Black people contribute to a lot. Our culture, our culture is exploited so much.
Yep.
And we do not get the credit for it. So with that being said, this is why you see what you see in the games. They'll put a Black character in there, but there is no care, no concern put in how the design of that character looks, because they assume, and you know, it's not really an assumption. They just put the character in there and say, hey, play with this. They don't care about representation. And one of the discussions that we have had, Kino Knott, who is he actually is an developer. He's actually developed a few games himself, or tried to. And he's mentioned the same thing that you said. We need to create our own platforms. We need to develop our own games. The way they even do the hair
is a slap in the face. Like, it's always like some short, tight, curly afro. Like, why do you make it seem like, oh, yes, Becky over here, she'll have the long, luxurious golden locks. And then we're going to make this Black girl over here and give her this tight afro stuck to her head and some coils, and that's it. Like, that's really their go-to hairstyle, I think, for Black characters. Because even when they said, oh, we're going to add more representation, They added a curly afro and just made it a little bit fuller. Like, what is this?
And every black person does not wear an afro or afro puffs. You know, there's so much variation, so much depth to us. And every black person, there's not just one color. We have so many complex, our complexions range in a rainbow within itself. So yep. I'm with you and I'm with everyone else that says we really and truly need to support one another. And there are black game developers out there. There are black artists. And as you just mentioned, there are the content creators out there. We really and truly need to look at our power. We need to look at our influence and our ability to support one another. And we need to create our own. Let me ask you this. Who are some of the content creators? I know you mentioned one, but who are some of the other content creators if others are looking to spice up their gameplay within The Sims?
Okay, so for The Sims 4, I would say X Mirror Mirror, which I already mentioned, if you want some skin tones, she added maybe like 50 plus skin tones. Like you said, black people, we range from here to there. And she made sure she covered every skin tone. So if you need those, X Mirror Mirror Melanin Pack, we got the nice lace front hairstyle. Shout out, Brandy Sims, Kiko Vanity, Kai Gross, Diverse King, Complex Sims. Who else? Like offhand, I have no clue, but when I say they're like endless, it's crazy. Like these people literally sit for hours in their house instead of playing a game they pay for, spend hours actually digitally drawing content to make the game better. I paid you full price for this game and I got to put my own time and work into it. So that's why I just say shout out to them for doing it. Cause I know they love what they do, but let's be real. I'm pretty sure they sit there sometime like, dang, why can't we just be included in the first place? And that's messed up.
And they should be paid for that because,
One more before I forget it. How did I forget Ebonic Sims?
I was just going to say Ebonics. Yeah.
That's a number one. She got clothes, hair, shoes, everything.
Yeah, I like Ebonic Sims. I hope to be able to interview her as well in the future. But with that being said, also, you've got these black content creators. And who better to represent us than us? We know right. What it's like to live in this skin. We know what it's like to do our hair. We're not outside looking in. We're not just, onlookers, if you will. So they deserve to be paid. They deserve the recognition because not only are they making this game more popular, but you're introducing more people who are going to buy the game and who are going to download these things. So you're getting more purchases based on these content creators' expertise and the time that they are putting in to make sure that the black characters have representation. So thank you for shouting all of those content creators out. And hopefully they'll get what they deserve in making this game better. Now, let me ask you this. What other types of games do you play or do you like to play?
Honestly, a lot of my viewers say the reason why my Sims are so violent, like I like to use like killing mods and stuff, is because I only like shooting games. Like before I played The Sims, I always told people, I am not a gamer. I'm just a Call of Duty player. Like that was the only game I play. I like to play multiplayer. I like to just shoot all the time, shooting games. But then I fell into The Sims and now I'm trying out story games, but shooting games is my number one. But the thing is, I can only play shooting games in my personal free time. Like if I upload it on YouTube, they won't watch it. If I stream it, my views drop tremendously. Like it's, I don't know. Like people hate it. Like even apart from shooting games, I have a couple Sims videos that I put out. It was a Olivia compilation and it was also a custom content video. And both of those videos have about 48,000 views each. But before those videos, I uploaded Detroit Become Human. Those videos only have 3,000 views. They can't even get past 10,000 views. Like, so that's the thing. Those type of things, I have to do it in my own personal time. And it kind of bugs me because I would love to share it, but it's like, I don't know. People don't want to watch it. Like, people just want to see The Sims. But if it was up to me, I would play shooting games all day, every day.
Kia, really what it is, I think the breakdown in that is people like, you are entertaining when you play The Sims. I mean, when I tell you, when you're playing that game, you're adding life. You're adding a storyline. You're adding scenarios that normally would not take place in that game. So right. I think you're kind of, what do they call it? They call it your, what is it happen when an actor is type, you're typecast, basically.
I never heard that term. What is that?
It's kind of like what happened with Steve Urkel on Family Matters, where he cannot play any other role but the Steve Urkel role. No one sees him in any other role other than that. That's all they see is Steve Urkel. So same thing happened with Carlton, Alfonso Ribeiro on Fresh Prince. He said that role was a blessing and a curse. But no one wants,
because it keeps you in the box.
There you go. So it, and I get where you're coming from. You have the ability to play other things. You don't want to just be, you know, put in this box of just Sims only. But people, it's weird that, you know, they don't want to see you be more developed than that.
Right.
So it is, I would love to see you play. I love Detroit Become Human. I love those types of games, the story, right. The storyline games. What else? The Last of Us 2 just came out. I'd love to see you play that, you know.
I actually started Last of Us 2. Let me see. When did I start? Oh no, I actually started exactly when it came out. I started it, but I'm only on part 2. I didn't continue because over the weekend I had lost my voice, and you know I love to scream when I play, and I'm like, if I can't scream, why am I gonna play? So I just skipped it. But I do plan to go back to it because I didn't like The Last of Us 1, but I do like The Last of Us 2 so far.
Well, the graphics, I'm gonna tell you something, they've upped their game with the graphics. The graphics are amazing. Yeah. And I'm a person, I do not like 8-bit game. I do not like that. I want the graphics, and that's why I really enjoyed Detroit Become Human. The Last of Us, I liked, what was the other one? There's so many of them, but I do enjoy those because, again, it allows you to role play and you determine what's going to happen. It just always keeps you on your toes. So I hope that you will get more views on games like that, more games that you'd like to introduce to your viewers. So hopefully people will give you a chance and give those games a chance as well. So hopefully that will change for you.
I hope so too.
Definitely, definitely. Streamers are well-rounded. You know, you got to give people a chance. Let me do something else. Let me show you all of my depths. You know what I'm saying? I'm talented. Yep, and now, speaking of, I have heard you sing on your stream. Is that something you're going to incorporate too? You're going to drop some albums or do something like that?
Honestly, I just be singing for fun, but I don't know. Some people would be like, hey, that sounds good. But I honestly prefer, well, I can't say prefer. Well, yeah, I prefer rapping versus singing. Like, I can rap better than I can sing, but I won't do either because I feel like in my generation, everybody wants you to hear their mixtape. Like, I don't want to be like these people like, hey, listen to my mixtape. Hey, I dropped this song. Like, I don't know. It's just not my thing. It's not my thing. So I don't take either one serious at all because it's like everybody wants to do that. Everybody wants to be a singer, a rapper, or they want to sell bundles and eyelashes. Like, okay, whatever. I don't want to do any of that.
Well, look, you can't help your ability. And you know what? You don't have to drop a mixtape. You can stream it. So... You ain't got to be like everybody else, so you definitely one up on the mixtape.
But thank you, I definitely appreciate that.
No problem. Hey, you know what, why don't we I need me some intro outro. Maybe I'll get with you.
Seriously, we could talk about that.
Let's do it. Let me ask you this, Kia, have you had, well, you did kind of allude to this in the beginning with playing one of the games and you were attacked by white streamers. But do you think that what you're experiencing or the difficulty with trying to keep a presence whether it be on YouTube or Twitch? Do you get more backlash because you're a Black woman?
I think it could be tied to that, because the most backlash I get is, why are you so loud? But you know, they give the Black women that stereotype that they're just so loud. So some people will tie that into it, like, oh, big mouth Black girl, nobody wants to watch this and stuff like that. But honestly, I used to get way more backlash when I used to try to play Call of Duty, and that's just because that's their thing. Like, they'll see it and click on it. But like me, like having thumbnails with Black Sims and all type of stuff, it kind of came away from being so much about being Black, because they won't click on it. They see like, oh, this is Black Sims, I don't want to click on this, I want to click on something else. So they don't really click on it. And a lot of my viewers are pretty positive. Like, ever since I started my YouTube, I've seen a good decline in negative comments. Like, even in my streams, when I used to stream on YouTube, you will always get some like random negative troll. On my Twitch streams, man, we barely get that ever. Like, there's rarely ever anybody in there. And even if they do come in there and say something, you know, about being Black or loud or anything, moderators, get them out of here. And we right back to having fun. So I used to pay a lot of attention to stuff like that, you know, especially, like I said, playing Call of Duty, and I'm a target. Even in the lobby in Call of Duty, they hear a Black person, they hopping on that N-word with the hard E-R instantly, just to get under your skin. And then you go to YouTube and post the content, then they looking for you in your comment section. So I'm just like, hey, I could play Call of Duty in my own free time to keep myself away from that, because I'm not a type of person that like words really bother me. But in this day and age, it's like, okay, like, you only going to say so much to us Black people, because we being targeted in every way possible. Like, you telling me I can't even play a video game now either? So I'm kind of glad I got away from it, and I don't see as much negative comments anymore. But like I said, if they do leave a negative comment, delete, and they're out of here. That's it.
You know what? That's what's interesting to me is, or very daunting, is that we're playing games. Games are intended for everyone. Clearly, we have the age-appropriate games. But as far as a game, since when is it restricted to white only or male only? I'm not a gamer personally, but I do enjoy watching games. If I were to play a game, the game I really enjoy playing is GTA 5. I'm actually kind of like you. I have a little violent streak.
No, wait, but you know something, since you brought up GTA 5, I'm not sure if you know, it's very dated, but how I really started on YouTube, I told you about how I started on my YouTube, but how I got to know that you could upload on YouTube is RNG Nation on YouTube. RNG Nation on YouTube was the original. I don't care what anybody says, like, all these people play GTA 5 role play, all of this stuff. Before there were actual role play lobbies, RNG Nation, me and my friends would go into private lobbies and literally make stories and post them on YouTube. Like, you riding in the car, pull up on your homie. Yo, he was talking crazy. We going over here. Going to go shoot, like, real life stories on GTA 5. So if you ever got free time, you might want to look at that, since you like GTA, because it is really, really good. Actually, what I'm going to do after this, I'll link you like at least two or three good episodes, like my favorite ones, and you could check them out. Back then, my voice was like high pitched, because I used to change my voice because people used to say I sound like a boy that's in puberty. So I used to try to sound more like a girl, but now I don't care about any of that. But still, I think you would enjoy it since you like GTA.
I will. I like to get in there. I'm terrible at shooting, but I can sure enough drive a car. I'm a great getaway driver.
I'll be crashing. I can't drive at all on games like that. Like Saints Row, GTA, oh man, crashing all over the place.
I hate it. I'm going to have to get my shooting game together, but because I would like to, maybe, you know, do a little bit more robbing and then jumping in the car. <Right. harbor. laughs> I get killed every single time. But you know what? I noticed I did follow you on Twitter at one point. What happened to your Twitter? You're not there anymore.
Oh, man, that's another thing that makes me feel like I'm just a target. Now, my Twitter account I had since 2009, I think. So that was 10 years. And in the 10th year, a girl tweeted, there's actually a full video about this on my YouTube. a girl tweeted and she said, today, my boyfriend is going to buy a car. He saved $5,000. And what he doesn't know is that I'm going to match his $5,000 and let him pick whatever he wants off the lot. And I'm like, you know, that's cool. But the way Twitter goes, women are so hurt that they telling her, girl, you stupid. I would never. Are you crazy? Blah, blah, blah. So I reply, and it's not like I'm replying like them. My reply literally says, girl, F what these hoes talk about. Do what you do. If that's your man, that's it. Like, good for y'all. Twitter permanently suspended my account for that. Because I said, good for you and your man that y'all getting a new car. That's what's up. And don't worry about other people. I was like, huh? And that's the thing. Like, they can never say, oh, no, that's not the reason. Because they send you the exact tweet in the email. When they say, your Twitter account has been suspended, they send you the tweet that's the reason. I'm like, whoa, this is an encouraging tweet to a fellow black woman that is getting torn down on Twitter. And I got permanently suspended. And then it's so crazy. I let it go. I didn't even care. I was like, whatever. The president says if they loot, we shoot. Twitter deleted his comment, deleted his tweet and said it was a violation and then put it back. I don't care if it's the president. What the heck? The president said that and y'all knew it was wrong. So y'all deleted it. Why did you put it back? My tweet wasn't wrong at all. And I'm gone forever.
I agree.
He said something like that and you deleted it knowing it was wrong, but then you put it back. That's
double
crazy.
Standards. Always yep, a double standard.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, so you know, I don't mess with Twitter at all.
Well, I don't blame you. They definitely don't deserve you on there. And if that's how is this, if this is how the game is going to be played, then, I will find other routes to communicate with my people, whoever yep. they are. You know what?
Yep.
I want to stay positive. I really want to stay positive. Unfortunately, there's so much. And just within our conversation, we continue to go back to the same thing. Yep. There's clearly an imbalance between black streamers, and there's a lot that's being targeted against us. What right. do you think, or how do you think we can change this and not have all of these double standards and such an imbalance of opportunities?
Honestly, I think the only way is if black people band together. But the problem about that is I don't know what it is that black people just be like, oh, she thinks she all that, so F her. And y'all doing the same thing, if not something similar, and y'all could stand together and make it more than what it is. And then the dude like, oh, he got more money than me. His girl look better than mine, so F him too. And it's just like, what do you mean? Why y'all, like, why people can't just, if everybody was to just stand together, black people would be unstoppable. Way too many talents, insane of variety of people. Like you said, if we're talking about skin tones, the voices and opinions, and don't let opinions steer you away from a person. Opinions are to call to drive a conversation. Now, if somebody is trying to force their opinion, then you can say, yeah, get out of here. But share your opinions. You might be able to sway a person. You might teach somebody something. You never know. Like, everybody has to work together, but people are so used to being pinned against each other. That's why they kill each other, steal from each other, steal each other ideas instead of working together. And it makes it hard. And then the white people just sit back and laugh like, ah, ha, ha, hey, you guys, let's go get some coffee and have a meeting and see what we're going to do. They stand together. But I don't know. Like, that, I feel like that's literally the only way. The only way is to band together. And what are the odds? Because people are just so used to being against each other.
Well, do you think, and I'm in complete agreement with you, it's the crabs in a barrel mentality. Unfortunately, this is just my personal opinion, and a lot of people will say differently, and that's fine. But I believe there's a lot rooted in slavery that has really broken down the bond that black people have always had. This resilience that we have. I just believe that Jim Crow mentality, back on even on the plantations, when you had the slaves who were in the field, and then you had the slaves who were, allowed in the house.
Inside.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You had the one slave who was actually the slave that was intended to spy on all slaves, take it back to the master and let him know, hey, they got a meeting in the woods today at 5. You know, playing devil's advocate. I believe that slavery really and truly, it did more than just a physical effect on us. It's also a mental. Some people might say it's in our DNA. They have broken our families. Yeah. I couldn't imagine. I'm a mother. There's no way I could have been if slavery was a time that I was in and I had any one of my three daughters to be put on an auction block and they take my child away from me. Do you know how terrible that is? Yeah. To watch someone and never know if you're ever going to meet that child again or cross paths again. And slavery was cruel. There was no guarantee that you were going to get what they call a good slave owner or master. There's a lot of, we have a lot of, post-traumatic syndrome because of how we're treated. And unfortunately, we're having a very difficult time breaking that. We can't be happy for another fellow brother or sister. And Black women, unfortunately, a lot of times we're fighting the wrong battles and we're fighting each other instead of banding together. And I'm with you. I believe that if we would work together, we would be an unstoppable force. You look at all of these people who are marketing off of all of our ideas, all of our content, the way we walk, the way we talk, hairstyles. They're becoming billionaires off of things. And then they make us feel ashamed about what we have naturally, our full lips.
Yep.
Our hips.
And then getting injections and sucking their lips and cups and getting surgeries and all this stuff. Like,
yeah. I do hope at some point, if nothing else out of the Black Lives Matter movement, if nothing else, I'm hoping that Black people can look in the mirror and realize that there wouldn't be a such thing as a Black Lives Matter movement, clearly, if there wasn't a such thing as racism. But racism exists because the very people that enslaved us, they stripped us from everything. They gave us nothing. And look, we have overcome every possibility that they could strip from us. We're still on top. You look at Venus and Serena. I don't care how many times that these sisters get beat. They are still the ones to beat.
Yep.
They are practically playing themselves. So if we would just look in the mirror and realize the power that we do have, the influence that we do have, we really have the control. And all we got to do is network and support one another and not be jealous. And I think this thing would change. And not just the gaming industry, but everywhere, corporate America, within our households, we got to find that self-esteem and that empowerment within ourselves. And I guarantee you, we've got buying power. Yep. But see, they know something that we don't believe. And that's why they're fighting just as hard to keep us the way that keep things the way that they are, the status quo.
And that's the thing. Like you said, it goes so far back. It really could be in the DNA. Like it's so many Black people that believe this is just the way life has to be. No. And like you said, when you look in that mirror, open up your brain, realize this is not how life has to be. And I pray, I just wish one day it would happen. Do you know the change that would come from something like that? That would have the people that are against us, they would be scared. Like all capital letters, scared. They know right now that Black people don't fully understand what they got going on, but please believe, let the Black folks wake up. I wish that would be.
They are, and see, that's the reality of the situation is they are scared. Yep. They are scared and they are fighting tooth and nail to keep their influence, their power. And see, in their mind, they believe that we're going to do to them what they've done to us. Black people just want to be left alone.
Yep.
We just really want to be at peace. And I'm going to go one step further with this. If you look at all the protests that are going on, the protests have every race. And girl, there are people in Amsterdam. I've never been to Amsterdam who see that the senseless killing of Black people is wrong. Do you know that the people that who are claiming to be racist, do you know what how much of a strain and how stressful it is for you to continue to pretend to have hate like that, because the majority of the people around, it's almost like peer pressure. There are more people who don't want to live that way, who are non-Black. They would love for things to change, because it's just as stressful for them to have to be quiet, to be silent, and who have to carry around wearing a sheet or the Confederate flag or to say white lives matter. More people want change than what society is willing to tell you. More people are willing to fight for it. But because if you're only one or two people in your little group, you don't want to be beat down.
It's kind of like how you said, like, you have the people that are racist and the people don't want to do it. But it's like, OK, like, I'm a part of this group, so I don't want to be counted out. It really reminds me of something so petty, like a group of girls in high school smoking cigarettes in the bathroom. And you don't want to do it, but you don't want them to be like, oh, look at you, like point you out of everybody. So you just do it. So it's like these white people, they know it's wrong. They know damn well it's wrong. But, hey, my friends, they said F Black people, so F Black people. Like, no, you gonna have to stand against your people so they really get the point. Like I said, share opinions. Their opinion might be F Black people. You could try to sway them and get them to understand. This ain't that. We ain't living in them days no more. I don't care what your grandmother, grandfather, aunt, uncle told you. This ain't that no more at all.
And it's just so frustrating that people, all of this is playing out on TV. If you never watched news a day in your life, but I mean, you're connected with social media in so many different various ways through podcasts. You've got YouTube, you've got Twitch, you've got there's just the internet. There's so much, and there's no reason for people to not be aware. But the primary thing is, it is easier for people to watch us take the brunt of this abuse. And it really would be in the best interest of the people who are also non-white watching us be abused, because I look at it like this. If they did enslave us let's just say they got rid of all Black people. I don't see how, but let's say they did. The other people who are non-white might want to think about who's next, because white people's, some of them, the ones with that mentality, their initiative is to never do work themselves. They want other people to do the work and they take the credit. So whoever the next group is that is non-Black, y'all might want to pay attention, because you're sitting up watching us is better them than me, because you know that if it wasn't us, it could be your group of people.
They're just looking for whoever's not them. They want to sit up on the throne and watch whoever they can run over, do the work. So let them get rid of Black people. Like you said, let's be real, that's less than likely.
It's less than likely.
It is less than likely, but you never know. They're just going to be looking for the next target.
That's my whole point. So it really would be in the best interest of more people to support this cause. And what legislators and our mayors, all of these individuals who are in the ability, in the position to write laws, we need to be a protected people like the Jewish people are. There need to be laws put in place so that people know that if you violate this law, if you do this or that, and we do deserve our reparations. We deserve our land. Yep. I believe it all needs to be written into place, because they didn't have a problem with the Pearl Harbor bombing of Hiroshima. All of those people, those descendants get something. You know, anyone claiming asylum, they get something. But why don't we? I've gotten a little too deep and I didn't intend on doing that.
No, but listen, this just reminds me of when I'm sitting in my room and my sister called me from New Jersey. Me and Shannon just be sitting, cause you know, you get on your social media, you want to see a joke. Instead, you see somebody getting joked. You see all type of crazy stuff. Somebody got shot. Like, even like you said, they need to implement laws. They implement the chokehold law, and then a man gets choked and the cop got fired. But like, they just implemented a chokehold law for police, and then we get a video of a man in, I don't know where it was, I think it was in New York, and that was New York that Eric Garner got choked in, I think. Yeah, wasn't that in New York?
Yes.
So another man gets choked, And it's like, okay, they put the law in your face and you're still out here doing what you want to do. So yeah, implement laws, but are they even going to follow those?
It's just well, the like, problem is behavior. It's all been behaviors. The fact of the matter is the police, and it's coming out that the police were actually instituted to catch slaves. So this is a mentality, and yep. It's been okay to take out your anger and your frustration because Black lives really and truly to them don't matter to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you watch these videos and you see how they restrain themselves when it comes to a white person. And then when it comes to a Black person, they're immediately aggressive. They shoot. There's no warning shot. There's no, no warning to let them know that, hey, this is the police. They just unload.
They skip the taser and the nightstick.
There you go.
First of all, the nightstick is first. First of all, actually, forget all the
warning.
Weapons. The
warning.
First thing is, exactly, the first thing is, you talk to them, hey, they don't comply, okay, we might have to move this to an arrest. Y'all just move it straight to shoot them in the face right now, that's it. Like, what happened to the nightstick, the taser? Sometimes people be fully handcuffed and you still kill them. Like, I don't get that.
But that's the whole point. It's a mentality they've allowed. It's just like a child. If you allow a child to just do whatever he or she wants, and then you let them do it for 5 years, from birth to 5 years, now you want to try to implement boundaries and rules. That kid is not going to follow those rules immediately. It's going to take a little bit because you've allowed them 5 years yep. of doing whatever they want to do. So they're going to have to go through a transitional period before this thing means something, before yep. no means no. Or stop means stop. So, yeah, you can implement laws, but it's putting it in practice. That's yeah. what they're going to have to do next. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I feel very passionate about this. It's like
I agree. I feel like we all should feel passionate. Too many people just like, oh, whatever. That's why I said they feel like this is just how it's going to be. Like, we're below. Like, no, F that. I feel extremely passionate about it, too. People really going to have to stand up and stand together. That's the only answer, period. There's nothing else to it. Like, yeah, of course, there's more to it as far as how much it would take. But like I said, imagine Black people really stood together, like with all the protests and everything. Like we both said this, they are scared. They're running over peaceful protesters because you don't want people to start standing up for what they believe and going against you. Running over protesters, tear gassing protesters, mm-hmm. like we're in a war or something. Like, come on. It is a war.
Man, but, it looks so wild. You're looking at the TV and I don't have panic attacks or anything like that, thankfully. But just scrolling through Instagram or on Twitter, I'm so tired. I really am tired of seeing those videos. I'm tired of seeing, they call them Karens now, Beckys, whatever you want to call them.
Oh yeah, I'm so over Karen. Man, let me see Karen. I ain't recording nothing. My hands going to be too busy doing something else, Karen. Please, well, excuse me, not to go there, but come on.
Well, I'm just... But that's the thing. It's like they incite anger. They're pushing you to, and it's like, if you tried, I've watched enough and it's happened to me. It has happened to me. And it's like, you know what? I'm here minding my business. I'm not doing anything. Matter of fact, I'm not even interacting with you.
Right.
And yet they take it upon themselves. And I was watching one where I don't know if these were Native Americans or if they were Hispanic. I'm not sure. They're at the register checking out of the gas station, the convenience store. She
Ooh,
was
I know
out.
What you're talking
you
about.
Know what I'm see, mm-hmm. the thing is they push you and they push you until you're backed into a corner. She put her hands on her.
Yep.
Everybody's not going to just tell you don't put your hands on. Some people are going to swat you. You're going to get that fist in your face. And she got yep. that. And then what does she try to do?
After try to make herself the
attacked.
Victim.
There you go.
Yep.
They do that yeah. all. That has happened to me, Kia.
That's sad.
It has happened to me. And it's such a surreal moment because you're almost like, am I being punked? Is this
right.
real? How am I supposed to react? And then there's another situation where you're afraid to protect yourself because you know that if she calls the police, they're going to say that you were the aggressor.
Yeah, they're way more in favor of Karen than they are of you.
And Karen knows that. And that's why she does what she does, because Karen can scream and she can cry. And because I'm a Black woman, she's a white woman, and these are white police officers, they're going to take her side. And I'm going to be the one that's the next Sandra Bland.
That's true.
Or Breonna Taylor.
That's true.
So they weaponize their ability to threaten us. And then they look crazy when it flips the tables turn and it didn't work out the way they expected. Then they're crying and stop the death threats and you're ruining my future. Well, what were you doing to that person?
Yeah.
The exact same thing. So I'm going to stop here because I can talk on and on for that. And I don't want to do that. This is about you. But what I want to say to you, Takiyah, you have a lot of followers on Twitch and on Twitter. Do you consider yourself famous?
No, 100%. No, honestly, in my everyday life, I don't like to, like, I buy, it's so funny. Like my boyfriend says, like, you buy all these clothes and stuff and you never wear it. Like in my everyday life, I like to go outside shorts and a plain t-shirt. I don't want you to see me, speak to me. Like sometimes my viewers, ever since I moved to Alabama, I had like two or three people. They're like, I saw you at Walmart, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm pretty sure I just look just as regular as anybody else. But it's crazy. They've also said, I was scared to speak to you. Like what? Like I'm just a regular person. Like my boyfriend jokes. You're like, babe, you're famous. I'm not famous. I'm just a random person playing a video game. And these people just came to see it. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. That's why I never call my viewers or followers. I never say like fans. Like fans are like for celebrities. And even with celebrities, fans and stans, I don't believe in that. Celebrity is just like you. They just got lucky and got popular from something. So that's why I always say like my viewers is just my friends. I treat them like my friends. Like it don't matter if you're a new viewer, old viewer. I might talk shit to you. Excuse my language. Might talk trash to you, anything like that. But in a friendly way, I like it. I like to make it more like a family vibe. Like, don't think of me like, oh my God, wow, she's so popular and cool. Like, nah, we're just here to kick it. I just want to chill with you guys. That's it.
Okay. When someone, let's just say someone did approach you and they tell you about how they found your stream and how you may have impacted their lives in some way, how does that make you feel?
I actually feel very happy about it because at first, like I said, like I was just playing the video games. My friends showed me, RNG Nation, they showed me, you know, you could put gaming on YouTube. So it's just about sharing my content. But then I get those messages where people are like, you know, like I was going through this. Like I've even had messages as far as like one of my viewers was in the hospital for a suicide attempt. And she was crying for like the whole week. The nurses was like, this girl will not stop crying. And you know, when you have a suicide attempt, they take your belongings. So she didn't have like her phone, anything. So at the end of the week, they gave her a phone back. And she said, the first thing I did was go to YouTube and you had some videos. And she said, I was laughing so hard that the nurses came in and they thought I was still crying. And that was the first time I laughed since I was there. And that was like very deep to me because it's like, dang, like me sitting in my house, I'm just thinking like, yo, I'm just about to play the game, have fun. That's it. And then another person is sitting there going through one of the wildest things you could ever think. And you are the reason they could smile. Like, that's a lot for me. I appreciate that a lot. And honestly, that's what helped me come to a more positive place. Cause I used to be a crybaby, depressed, all that type of stuff. Like when I was like 18, 19, 20. And then, I met my friends, RNG Nation, when I was like 21. And I just started, you know, investing my time in other things. Like, make some YouTube videos and, you know, make people laugh. And I honestly grew more into joking because I used to have more attitude problem, like get out my face. Ew, I don't want to talk to you. If I don't know you, that like, that's how I used to be. A lot of people don't even believe that because now I'm just so cool with everybody. But it's just like, I don't know. It just helped me grow to see that I was helping other people just by being myself.
Well, that's wonderful. And I, you know, that's interesting how people can look at you and you just think I'm just me. And you have definitely been able to be a shining light for someone or help someone over or out of a bad place in their life. I do have to say this much. My oldest daughter is in the Air Force and she went through a period of where she was having a really tough time transitioning, first time away from home on her own. And she told me that she said, you know what? I was going through a really tough time. And she said, I just picked up YouTube one day and I looked up Kia, and she said, I was watching her videos, and she just said, I laughed. And that really kind of helped me get through a lot of the low points in my life. So I know that what you're saying is definitely true, because I have a testament with my own daughter who experienced that. And I'm grateful to you for it, because people, you know, people, sometimes you don't know how to speak or talk and express what it is that you're going through. And then there are occasions where things that you're going through are so hurtful, you don't want to talk about them.
Right.
So you being there, on however people are able to reach you, you are making a difference, and it means a lot. So again, I thank you for being there for my child, and anyone else who has been impacted positively by what you do and how you do it. So thank you.
No problem. I'm so glad I could do that for your daughter, for everyone. Like, that really became my main focus. Like I said, I was so focused on like, hey, upload these videos. And really, in the beginning, I was just focused on pressing the videos, especially because I didn't have a job. And, you know, you can make money from it, but it became way less about the money. And honestly, I believe that's how you succeed. Not let go of what you think the purpose is, because I thought it was just like upload these videos, play the game and make some money, but find if there's more purpose in it. And that's what I found. There was way more purpose to see so many people say, y'all was just crying and you just uploaded this video, or my boyfriend just broke up with me and you just went live on Twitch. Thank you. Like small things, like anything, like my mom made me mad and now I'm watching. Like I get that all the time. And that's really what makes me like, okay, we got to do this. Like not saying like, oh, I'm your therapist or I'm going to cure everything you're going through. But if I can make you laugh, like I always say when I start my stream, I hope everybody had a good day. And if you did not, your bad day ends right here. At least until my stream is over, we're going to make sure there's no negativity. Like I even made my stream a safe place for not talking so much about, you know, racism and politics. Like, can we just have this be a space where we take a break from that? Because when you leave the stream, you're going to go get on Twitter or Instagram and get flooded with it. So I want to be the place or the person that people will look to and be like, I know I'm about to laugh, or at least take my mind off whatever is going on for right now. So that's more my purpose now. So to know, like I say, your daughter and all the people who send me messages, that keeps me on top of my game. And I appreciate it. Just how you said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you to you, your daughter, anyone who supports, because it definitely keeps me on top of stuff. So yeah, I'm grateful.
Okay. You've already kind of touched on this, but I want you to be able to focus on this a little bit. What's your proudest accomplishments during your journey?
My proudest accomplishment during my journey would be learning to be myself. Because in the beginning, like I said, I used to use audio software, like record my voice and then go to the settings and pitch it all the way up higher to where it sounds like now when I go back and listen to it, I hate it. I'm like, why did I ever do that? But it just shows me like my channel didn't grow much. Like it was growing, but it grew because people knew me from RNG. When I started being myself, that is when it just through the roof, like when I was able to show my personality. So I feel like that's my number one. I always tell people that is the thing that I feel like really put me where I was supposed to be. Like as long as I had that annoying pitch voice and trying to like stay away from my loudness or my weird jokes or my crazy laugh, like I tried to keep that off my channel. And it's like, you know, it was moving a little bit, but when I fully said, this is me and we going to see who really likes it, people like, yo, I like this. Like, I like you being you. So I would say that is my number one, like number one is learning to be myself. And I will always try to push for other people. I always tell them, please be yourself, because that's the only thing nobody else could do. You could do anything in the world and somebody else could do the same thing, but being you, they can't do that. That's the only thing they can't do. So you got to do it.
That's great advice. On a lighter note, I heard that you like Bath and Body Works candles.
Oh. Oh.
What are your top picks or fragrances?
Oh my goodness. Wait, before we even go into that, I'm crying right now because me and Bath and Body Works actually broke up recently. Like I will never ever.
Oh,
because
no.
For years, like I've literally been Bath and Body Works queen probably since I was like, I don't know. I used to work in a mall at Macy's and that was when I really got into it. So I would say maybe when I was like 19 or 20, but since then, so imagine from being 19 or 20 to now, I'm 27. Every year in December and in June, they have semi-annual sale. So everything is 50 to 70% off. And that's like the time where you just give them all your money. And I've been doing that for years. So last year, right before I moved here, I wanted to get some candles shipped to my boyfriend so he could have them for when we get into the house. So I went online and a lot of stuff was sold out. So I'm like, whatever, I'm still going to go in the store and get some. I went in the store. The lady at the door had the nerve to say, these candles are not a part of the sale anymore. So I'm like, what? So I didn't end up getting candles. Now, mind you, I just thought maybe that was like, you know, I don't know, like something went on. So that was in December. Now it's semi-annual sale right now. So I should have like 20 candles right now. Do you know the candles are not a part of the sale anymore? Like at all, like the candles are $25 permanently? Like, no. No, no, no. You telling me every year I get to spend like $12 to $14 on candles, but now you still want me to pay full price? And it's like, you could blame it on the pandemic, but you did the same thing in December. So they're changing up. They're trying to get the money out of folks. So
man,
I'm not,
I didn't know that.
You know, yeah, like their Instagram is trashed with comments because people that are buyers like me, like faithful buyers, like take all my money, Bath and Body Works. People are in the comments like, yo, do you really call this a sale? Like what happened? Because they completely changed. So yeah, me and Bath and Body Works broke up. Another exclusive, I gave you exclusive on The Sims, but this is very exclusive because this is something that people will not know unless they see this podcast or until I do it. But since Bath and Body Works, has changed their candle policy, I'm actually working on making my own candles because I am a candle queen. So I'm going to start making them for myself. And if they come out right, I will sell them.
All right. Well, I'm going to be getting me one. I want that Kia.
that
Kia
is my,
scent.
Yes. I don't know what type of scents. I don't know. Like, I don't know what I want to do. But me and my boyfriend have really been brainstorming because he knows how much I love Bath and Body Works. And I'm not able to get those candles anymore. So I've even looked up YouTube videos like how to make a Bath and Body Works candle, and they got them too. They actually have really good tutorials up there. So you never know, one day I might come up with something pretty cool, but until then, Bath and Body Works gonna have to run a sale for me. But I can tell you the 3 cents. I just had to run that by you because I do love Bath and Body Works, but they hurt my feelings.
And I buy those candles all the time. As a matter of fact, I just bought some, and that hurt my feelings too. Well, I'm gonna wait for the Kia scents to come out. I'm just gonna get that Kia line. So we gotta support Black businesses anyway. So that's what we're gonna do.
Most definitely. But I will still say my top 3 favorite scents, because you never know, they could go on sale again. My number one is Fresh Balsam. It's like a pine scent. It's a green candle. It's usually like Glade sells a similar candle around Christmas time, but Bath and Body Works sells it all year. So it's Fresh Balsam. The second one would be Into the Night Sky. I think that's what it's called. Into the Night Sky, Into the Sky. It's like a musk scent, but it's not a manly scent. Like they have something called Mahogany Teak Wood, which is like more a manly scent, but the Into the Night Sky is more like, it has like berry, like a berry scent on top of it. That one is really good. And then I would say number 3, I don't know. I think it's called Citrus Snowflake, but that's a Christmas candle, wintertime Christmas candle, but it's like a Christmassy vibe, but citrus on top. I don't know, but those are my favorite candles. Some people like, you know, cinnamon, pumpkin, stuff like that. I can't. Oh my goodness. Blueberry. I can't. Apple. I can't, but I like citrus scents. I like pine scents, and I like stuff that smells like, you know, like laundry and stuff like that. Yeah. Those are good ones.
Okay. That's not too bad. All right. Okay. So we're going to wind down now. So what does Kia do in her free time?
In my free time, I like to watch YouTube. I don't watch TV at all. But lately, YouTube doesn't have a lot of good content. I think all the content creators are just kind of giving up because it's like, there's not really anything good to watch up there. But I do watch YouTube. And also, I like to hang out with my boyfriend sometime. Like every other week, we have my boyfriend's daughter. So we do like random stuff, like play board games, especially being quarantined. Like we play Monopoly, play Uno. We might be like drawing, cooking, things like that. Like a lot of in-house stuff. That's what I like to do. And of course, play shooting games. I could play Call of Duty for hours and hours and hours and hours. Those are the things I like to do. And I'm trying to pick up a new hobby. I'm very scared of bugs, so I don't like to go outside. But we cut down some trees in our front yard of our new house, and we want to put some flowers, like make a garden in front of our house. So that will be something I'll be doing in my free time very soon. And yeah.
Now you did, you mentioned the, and I do want to congratulations on your new home and your new location.
Thank you.
I hope everything is working out there. So I noticed you mentioned cooking. So I have seen you do a few dishes live, on stream. Do you think you'll share your green thumb with the audience as well?
I actually was thinking about that. I told my boyfriend I might just start bringing, if I don't bring my camera, because the camera I got, I thought it was going to be good. I got it from Amazon, but the quality is not what I want it to be. So we actually use it to make home videos, because when I was a kid, we used to make home videos. But nowadays, people just keep everything in their phones. But it's like, if your phone is gone, what are you going to do? So we actually make home videos with that camera. So I might use it to still just record. I might share it, or just like I do my cooking on stream, I told my boyfriend I could bring the iPhone outside and sit outside. People would still come through, hang out in the chat, and just get to see a different side, not just kids sitting playing a game. Or even when I'm just chatting or watching Paternity Court on my Twitch, I'm sitting in my office. Like, I want people to see me like somewhere else doing something else. So I would love to share that. I've never did anything with a garden in my life, but it's learning a new hobby, and I would definitely like to share it.
Well, as a homeowner, there's a whole lot of stuff that you will, a lot of new challenges. And like you said, they can always turn into hobbies as well. Kia, right. I do want to say this to you first and foremost before we end here. Again, I'm very grateful and appreciative to you for taking time out of your busy schedule, one, to speak with me today. I did not intend to go as deep as I did, but I appreciate you for allowing that conversation as well. I do think it's important for people to see the people that they see on the internet, get to see a little behind the scenes every now and then, and get to see, right, you know, where their head's at. So I do appreciate the conversation as well. But what I do want to say is, for anyone who has the opportunity to listen to our discussion today, and you may have learned some things about Kia today, and then again, it may be just some things that you already knew. What I do want to impress upon people is, the people that we watch on stream, they are people. Yes, we may go to them and they entertain us. They may encourage us. They may give us a little break from the norms of our lives, whether they're stressful or we might be living an okay life. But what we don't want to do is put too much stress and pressure on these individuals, because they're giving us an opportunity to take a break and they're sharing a part of themselves with us. But what we do need to keep in mind is that they have good days, they have bad days, and some days they don't feel like being an inspiration to others. So what I'd like to say is, just remember that people like Kia and our other favorite streamers, they're people, they're human. It's okay to give a little bit, not always take, and not have such high expectations for these individuals, because they have a life and they have feelings. Things happen to them. just as the same. So it's okay every once in a while and to send them a, hey, I hope you're doing okay.
Right.
Do you need something? Or you make my day, but I want to make your day. So I want to make sure that people do remember that, because, you know, we have a tendency to take out the human element because we're looking at you on a screen and people put you on a pedestal, or they expect for you to have a certain standard. And then if you don't, you fall off of a pedestal. But that's not a pedestal you put yourself on. That's a pedestal we, the viewer, put you on. So I just want to, you know, again, just let people know that they're human. They're not advocates. They're not, you know, they're human. They feel things. So I hope you remember that. And at this point, Shakia, do you have anyone that you want to shout out? I use this opportunity for you to send shout outs or thank yous or encouragement, whatever it is you want to do. This is your time and this is your opportunity.
I would like to say, number one, shout out to you. Thank you so much. This was a long time coming, but we finally got to do it. I enjoyed the conversation. And I feel like it was perfect timing because, like you say, you feel like you went too deep into the conversation, but it's all about what's going on right now. So I was perfectly fine with it. Perfectly fine. That's something that needs to be spoken on anywhere. As long as somebody received the message, someone might have took something from it. Hopefully they took something from it. So thank you very much. Shout out to you. I definitely enjoyed this conversation. I would like to say shout out to my family, because I hope that they get to listen to this. Shout out to my boyfriend, my sister, and my homie Toon Man Games, because those are like my three main, like when it comes to Twitch, if anyone was to visit my Twitch, even at the bottom of my Twitch recommends those three people. Those are my day ones. Also my brother Haji too. They also stream. So shout out to them, and shout out to Vibe Tribe, Hula Gang. Shout out to everybody that copped the merch because it's real delicious. And yeah. And the only thing I can really say encouraging is, once again, I got to repeat what I said. Please be yourself, because you're the only person on the whole, like this entire, in the whole universe, not even on this planet, in the whole universe, because I believe there's life somewhere else, but wherever they at, they still can't be you. So please go ahead and be you. That's the best thing you could do, because nobody else can. And yeah, thanks for this opportunity once again.
All right, Kia, you got some merch, and I meant to mention that. But I do want you to let people know, those who are not already aware of you, one, where can they find you, follow you, subscribe, whatever, and where can they buy your merch?
Okay, so you can find me on Twitch and YouTube. My name is Kia, K-E-E-Y-U-H. You can find me on Instagram. My name is Kia, but it has a dot in there. So it's K-E-E-Y.U-H. And that's it. I don't have Twitter anymore. They banned me. And I actually just released some merch on Stream Elements. So if you go to my Twitch, there's actually a link to my merch. You could check it out, because the merch is actually for my Twitch channel. So yeah, all of that is pretty much on Twitch for the most part, because Twitch is just my go-to place. I pick Twitch over YouTube, honestly. So if you really want to find me, go to Twitch. I got a lot of content on YouTube. It is pretty dated. I do have recent content, but I'm always on Twitch. So yeah, check out my Twitch channel.
Kia, thank you so much again. It has been a pleasure. I've enjoyed all of our discussions. You are a very inspirational young woman. People are very, they're benefited by having you entertain them, encourage them. I've watched your streams a number of times, and you speak, you say some very, very important things, some very encouraging things, some very inspirational things. So you continue to be you. Thank you for sharing your moments, yourself, your ups, your downs, helping us, making us laugh again till our stomachs hurt. We're coughing and crying and snotting and all of that good stuff. It's very, very important. And I hope that you will continue to stay encouraged in everything that you're doing. I wish you all the success, and you know, and thank you so much for being a part of the End User Talk podcast, and you're welcome back anytime. And Y'all got some exclusives today. So stay tuned and stay tuned for hopefully that collab where Kia is going to be either doing my intro, my outro, something. We'll figure something out, whatever.
Definitely. Yeah. Do. We'll talk about that.
All right, Kia. Thank you so much again.
Thank you for having me again.
Anytime.
We've come to the close of another episode of the End User Talk podcast. I hope that what you've heard today will leave you feeling empowered. Thank you for listening. And remember, every day's a training day.